It was not until Mr. Bowers walked into their congregation that they understood what was happening. As soon as I realized what it was get out of there or die, Mr. Charney said. He saw Mr. Bowers shoot 4 people, and he ran away quickly. I saw a big gun. I only looked at him for a couple of seconds, and I put 2 and 2 together, Mr. Charney said. He said he and the woman who had been reading scurried to a space on the 3rd floor where there are places to hide because they are small. He stood there with the woman thinking of 2 things, keep your mouth shut and don't breathe. It was very difficult. When the 1st police officers arrived around 10 a.m., the gunman immediately began shooting at them. We're under fire, said an officer, according to a transcript of the police radio scanner traffic. He's got an automatic weapon. He's firing at us from the synagogue. Another officer reported, we're taking on AK-47 fire from out the front of the synagogue. Mr. Werber was hiding in the storage room with Miss Black and with Mr. Wax. Mel Wax, blessed memory, couldn't hear, Mr. Werber said. He had hearing aids, but you had to shout to make him hear anything, and I wasn't about to do any shouting. After a long pause in the gunfire, Mr. Wax pushed the door open. 3 shots rang out, Mr. Weber said, and Mr. Wax's body fell back into the room. When the gunman came in, stepping over Mr. Wax's body, no one said a word. Miss Black was crouched near the door. Mr. Werber's cell phone, an old flip phone, was unlit. If there had been any light, I would have been the center of the bullseye, he said. I was just hoping he didn't have a flashlight, or he didn't just spray the back of the room for the hell of it. Instead, he walked out. At 10:55 a.m., the SWAT team encountered Mr. Bowers up on the 3rd floor where he had barricaded himself. Shots were still going off when I came out of the room, an officer said on the scanner. I believe he's still alive. 8 minutes later, officers reported talking to Mr. Bowers. Contact with the actor, an officer said. Spontaneous negotiations ongoing. Communications effort to get him to come out. Tell him we're not going in. Officers exchanged gunfire with the suspect and 4 police officers were wounded, 3 of them by bullets. He's been given orders to crawl out, an officer said. He's not done so yet. At 11:08 a.m., the suspect finally surrendered, crawling toward the officers. Suspects talking about, all these Jews need to die, an officer said. The suspect keeps telling about killing Jews. He doesn't want any of them to live.